The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both the soul and the body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even the hairs on your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before the Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before the Heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening. Reflecting and praying about our gospel reading for tonight, there is a line that struck me, and it says, "Do not be afraid." And it was repeated three times. Thinking about this, okay, Jesus is preaching, "Do not be afraid," and the third time, you should get it. But for me, in reflecting about it, what does it mean by "do not be afraid"? And studying the Bible, praying the Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, every time God appears, every time Jesus speaks, or even after the resurrection of Christ, what do they say, or what did God say? "Do not be afraid. Peace be with you." Think about this. When angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, the angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary." And why is this? Why is this that God's always greeting is "do not be afraid"? The experience of God for so many people from the biblical times and even today is about fear. Are they scared because the picture of God is long hair, with gray hair, with robes, up there in the heaven? That mean-looking God, is it? It means that the experience of God for so many people is the unknown. It's not about God, the appearance, but where is God telling you to go? And that is the most fearful thing that a Christian or anyone can experience. When Mary said, "Yes, let it be done to me according to your will," and she asked this question, "How can this be?" It's a question that, where am I going with this? Where am I going with this announcement that I am carrying Jesus in my womb? Moses, experience of the burning bush. It's not about the appearance of God. It's God telling you or telling us where to go. And that is the most fearful thing to experience. The fear of the unknown is the most fearful one. And thinking more about this, especially this weekend, do not be afraid. Fear can paralyze us. Fear can immobilize us. Fear can destroy us. If you don't take care of your fear, or our fears, it can destroy our spirit. And that's exactly what Paul was trying to say. Take care of your soul that experience the Spirit of God. Do not be afraid of the experience of God, because God will lead you. And I think I told you this before. I heard this from a priest, and he said, the only power in this world that you don't have to be afraid of is God. the only power in this world that you cannot be afraid of is God. But the question is, do you trust God? This is the latter part of the gospel. It says, Jesus said, if you don't acknowledge me in front of God, I will not acknowledge you. If we not acknowledge our own fears, we cannot acknowledge our own self, or even we can't see God because we are blinded with this fear. And then the second point that I want to talk about is when you experience fear, what happened to your brain or to your spirit or to your will? You become doubtful. When you experience fear, you started to doubt not just God, but about yourself. Or our own self-image is being destroyed. When fear enters our heart, doubt enters as well. Or if doubt enters first, what happened? We become fearful. Because either way, the experience is not pleasant. And this is exactly what Christ is telling us in our gospel today. Acknowledge me, that I will trust you, that I will show you the way. I was preaching earlier this Mass, and after Mass, there's a young person who talked to me about fear, talked to me about doubt. And I heard this a couple of times, Father, am I sinning if I doubt the experience of God? I'm going to repeat the question. Am I sinning if I start doubting God? What do you think? Yes? No? Yes? And always tell this. Use your doubts to know God more. So you're not sinning. We are not sinning. If we doubt the experience of God, use that doubt to know ourselves. That is not a sin. It becomes a moment of grace. And I always tell this to many people, especially here at Holy Family. Live your life out of grace, not out of guilt. Two different things. When you live your life out of guilt, what happens? Your life goes down. Your spirit goes down, and your spirit has been destroyed. But if you live your life out of grace, all our fears, all our doubts, everything that we experience in life goes up. And that's what I want to share to you. As people who reflect about Christ's love in every single day here on earth, if we experience doubt, if we experience fear, this is the most powerful experience that we can experience, but at the same time experience it with grace. Because all of this, all that we experience becomes grace, and all our life will go up, all goes up. And I want you to take that home and reflect all the graces, not the guilt of our life this week. So that when we see your life as grace, you become more kinder to people. We become more compassionate and loving to people. We are more welcoming to people because grace is for everyone. Just like in the gospel it says, even your hair is counted by God. I was talking to my dad this past weekend, and he said, Martin, what do you think about the gospel? I'm bald. God doesn't know my hair. Well, Dad, sorry, you better get some Rogaine or whatever. And jokingly aside, there's a truthfulness about whatever we have or whoever we are in life. And whatever we experience in life, God owns us. And we have to be grateful for that. And last point, and I want to share you this. Also, this happened this morning after the 12:45 Mass. There's a young person, again, who talked to me about fear and doubt. He was so afraid to go to the seminary because he doesn't know what's going to happen to him. You know what I said to him? You will never know until you try it. You will never know the experience of the seminary until you move this direction. And I told him and I challenged him, are you going to live your life out of fear? Or are you going to live your life out of grace? Yes, everything is fearful, but also everything is grace. Just like St. Teresa of Lisieux said, everything is grace. For this week, what are the graces you have been receiving? And what are the graces you are receiving that you can share to other people who doesn't experience God? Maybe it's time to give this to anyone that we know in our life, beyond the walls of South Pasadena and our church. Whoever that person is, give that grace to them. May God bless us all.